Go from there.
Bitch.
Stop. Are you going to say bitch after every fucking sentence? I kind of hope you do. It'd be
it's
great.
A style, bitch. Christ.
What?
Where this is going.
What does that mean? Okay. Go from there.
Hi.
Trevante Jaramillo, my big baby girl, Microphone Junior, Rob O'Leary.
Microphone Junior!
Hey. And after a long, long hiatus and about a year of him hating my posts and podcasts, Silver and Cold President.
Yo, bitch.
Adam SC. This is the Breaking Bad podcast. I feel like it's something I've always wanted to talk about. Now, I mean, what other time is there to do it besides the night before the
we
finale?
All kill ourselves.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the end. There's no more reason to live after this.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Are you a Walking Dead guy?
Yeah.
Well, there's that. It's like 2 weeks away. It's not the same.
Not
I know.
The same.
No. We want to talk about, you know, like the moments that really got to us. I want to talk about predictions. I'm going to use you guys to help me fill in some holes because I'm going to admit right now, I watched a good bit of that series on Netflix really drunk. and I no shit, I missed some really key pieces. So,
but you just felt like you had to keep going instead of go back.
Why are you talking toward me and not into a microphone?
Because the microphone is right here, but my cheeseburger big bite is over here. And it's almost done, and then we'll go back to normal.
Okay? Fair enough. fucking piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Oh, thanks for turning your head on that one. We've
and
got
then,
the...
after we do Breaking Bad talk, then we also need to talk about why the town confuses me and Adam for the same person.
Oh, shit.
All the time.
Well, you know what? We
That's
should
a topic in its own. That's
we
its
sort
own
of
show
should
right
start
there.
With that, actually, because it's a thing that has been happening for a while.
But that has nothing to do with Breaking Bad.
No, but I think we should just get it out of the way because it's not nearly as interesting. Like, it's just one of those things where, like, you're too... There's a lot of girth going on in this room right now, okay? There was some worries about chair situations. Don't laugh out loud. You know,
I think weight is the right term. Not girth, like, there's a lot of weight in this room.
Well,
right
I didn't
want
to say
like,
that and be rude. I mean,
your big fat tits and fucking cheeks in here are just like
hey,
enough.
How'd you like that fucking chipmunk cheek picture? I thought you'd like that pretty good. I don't think have fallen victim to not knowing who was who. We talked a little bit like when you were here the first time. Like I've seen you forever, but it took. I mean, we were in the same room drunk 1,000 times before we ever really talked. And I feel like I somehow knew you from like way back, just because you were always around. You have not always been around.
That's true.
So I've never really had that. Like, is that the guy that is bouncing at the bayou? Is this the guy that cooks at the bayou? I'm not really sure. Like for you,
the
like,
bayou is when I got the worst of it too.
Well, of course, because it's like
hey, this guy, you taking pictures, man? You got punk rock.
it's like Parent Trap. It's like you see one, but you never see each other at the same time.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Sometimes, I mean. Yeah.
Well, how did it go down for you? Like he said that, you know, the photography. Like, what do people say about you?
Just the opposite. People come up to me and like, oh, you're that comedian. You're the guy that does stand up.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever say, yeah, it's me?
Yeah, totally. I like to fuck with people.
That's funny.
And then like, they get pissed off. They talk about the Jesus jokes and like, oh man, that really offended me. I don't like that.
I've never really been one for, you know, Christ humor.
I'm just mad because I came up with it first.
It's a good joke, man.
It is
it's
a good joke.
Fucking.
Pretty proud of that.
It's annoying how good that joke is.
God, I have some good jokes. I'm writing again.
Really?
It took like, God, it's been like over a year, but I'm writing again.
Stop, like here. See this?
Oh, no, thank you. Ooh,
there you
nice.
Go.
Hey, I'm back.
well, no, I feel like maybe I'm wrong here, but I feel like ever since Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, you're like alive again.
Why is
well,
that?
What's going on? Like something, you're seeming better to me.
You know what it is? Seriously, you know what it is? I actually fucking started like not being a complete waste of fat bullshit. And like,
well, what happened?
No, I for like the last few weeks, I've been swimming laps every other day, like
oh, sure.
Super hardcore. Like I'm there for like 2 or 3 hours at a time, and like I can't even get out of the pool. So like I'm feeling finally like I got. like, energy. There's no like physical difference yet, but I got I got pep. You know, like I got pep. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I start curbing my eating, I'll probably eventually be pretty sexy.
Well, you know, maybe starting with only one cheeseburger big bite before we started the
show.
They're
fucking so good.
No, they're not. They're terrible.
Dude, they're so good. They're... You don't remember. It's been years since you've had one.
It's literally been, what?
And if you go have one right now, because they'll be fresh, because we took all the ones that were on there originally.
Are they ever really fresh, though? Like,
yeah, oh, yeah. And they're so good when they're fresh. Ooh, God. I almost want to get one after we leave here, because, like, I'll know it'll
be... I thought you were going to leave right now.
No, they take, like, you know, 45 minutes to, like, heat up. Like, they're frozen when they put them on the rollers.
I understand. I thought there was some old lady in the back. Like,
I'm getting, like, really
hand-rolling them
fucking,
like a fucking Cuban.
I'm getting really hot and bothered just talking about them. That's how good they are. Anyway, yes, I've been exercising hardcore, and I have curbed my eating.
Well, what happened? What was it just like? I know you were, you know, kind of making
yourself go to the pool. I broke down, dude. I've been shitty, and I was just like, something's got to give, and I just don't want to be one of those guys that just fucking has, like, neck hair and back knee. Like, I don't know. Not that I have either of those things, but, like, I felt like it was coming if I kept going down the road of obesity.
So if you continue to be a fat guy, you get neck hair?
You just automatically grow neck hair and get, like, back knee, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. I didn't know that.
It just happens. Like, just a neck.
I know you get tits. Like,
well, I've always had tits.
Well, me too.
Now.
I think I have that thing. I haven't really talked about this on the show, but I think I have that that gynecomastia, I think it's called.
Fucking Bob has from Fight Club, or?
No, well, obviously not that bad, but I've never not had little tits. Like, you know that Louis C.K. joke where it's like he's 40 and he's like he now knows what it's like to be like a 14-year-old girl, like when the tit comes out and then it kind of drops.
Oh, yeah.
And that feeling in the mirror, like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's just always happened like that, so.
You know.
Adam, comment?
What do you got, Adam? You know what it was, actually? I had, like, a weird moment where, like, because I've been going off the rail, like, I've, like, you know, I eat because I'm unhappy. And I'm unhappy because I eat.
Sure.
Like, that whole scenario, like, I've been so depressed that, like, I've just been just doing ridiculous shit, man. The other night at Eric's, I mean, it was like a few weeks ago, we had those, best thing in the world, by the way, the bratwurst cheeseburgers, the bacon cheddar bratwurst burgers.
What? They sell those?
Yeah, at Walmart or City Market, you can get them. And they're so good because they're like frozen burger patties, but they're fucking bratwurst, and they're the best thing you'll ever have.
Jake enjoys us smoking meth right now for Breaking Bad.
But if you... So what me and Eric did is obviously we put more bacon and more cheese on the already cheddar brat bacon burgers.
Sure.
Then we put like the cheesy bagel bun. So we use like a bagel that already has cheese on it as a bun.
Where'd you get those at? Same place?
Same place. Yeah. All the.
I love a cheesy oniony bagel. I don't know.
Oh yeah. But you know, normally like one of those. I mean, we're talking this thick. One of those will fucking take you down for like. I mean, that's a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 3 later, I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, I fucking, I need to stop doing this. You know what I mean? Like, I need to stop. And I did kind of.
Was it just you, know. Or was everybody else, like, looking on?
Well, everyone else had one.
But they're looking on in horror, like, what?
Yeah. Like, there was even, like, a halfie, because somebody had a halfie after the 3 that I went back, and I didn't, like, dress it up. But I just, like, kind of picked it off with the pan and just kind of chewed on it like a candy bar. Like, just like, like, you know what I mean? So it's...
What do they call that? Like, if you're the guy grilling, that's the chef's meat?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's fucking... Well, I'm glad, dude.
It's grody. So anyway, the last few weeks has been good for me, physical-wise. I'm feeling good.
Well, good, man. I hope you keep it
feeling
up.
Strong.
Not I. I just got back from a pretty sweet trip.
What have you been doing?
Did a little zipping, a little helicopter flying.
Shaka bra.
I'm going to tell you right now, ziplining is as fun as the South Park episode. Now, here's why, though. I went on the extreme zipline, meaning there's more lines, there's more vertical climb, faster, longer, all that type of stuff. I'm pretty good after 4 zip lines the first time I go. I want 2 dinky bullshit ones so I understand what's going on. I've, you know, learned the mechanics, how to stop myself and all that.
Sure.
I want a fast one, and then I want like the longest one was like 1,700 feet. It's like a third of a mile. It's a fucking long zip line.
I'm flying.
You never feel like you're flying. The short lines, you almost feel like you're not even alive. Like you're not even
what?
Well, no, because you're like you're so well for me anyway.
I'm not alive.
I'm so I'm so like concerned that I'm gonna like stop myself and not you know hit the pole or you know fall off a thing somehow. You don't look around. You don't look down. Like it's just you just do it and get to the end and then that's it. Once you're 7 or 8 in, you start looking around. You start kind of you know paying attention, kind of getting sure. a little freaked out. I came in real hot on one. I don't know if you knew this, but there's like a braking system that they can. There's two lines.
I've ziplined before.
Have you? Okay. So there's two lines, and on the top thing, on the longer, faster ones, they have a little braking bumper, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, our guy reeled it out, and it's the first time that I had ever really seen it come out. So I was like, "Oh, this guy's stopping me. Like, I don't have to brake. I don't have to do shit." And I came in like flying, smashed into that bumper, like the whole like. I got a little freaked out on that one. But.
Anytime I do a line sport, and by line sport I mean like rock climbing or, you know, like I rappelled off of a cliff.
A rope?
Shit. Like, yes, a line sport. It's just like that fat fear, man. It's just like, you know, they're like, oh, it's rated for 500 pounds. I'm just like, fuck, man. What if? Just what if?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm just dangling. I'm just like, fucking what if this motherfucker? I'm so fat. And like.
You're not 500 pounds fat, though.
And so. And, like, I kept envisioning, last time I ziplined, I've done it a few times, actually, but last time I ziplined, I kept envisioning, like, just smashing through those brakes on the brake line.
Sure.
And just, like, my fucking dick and balls taking out the guy, like, the spotter at the other end, you know, like, my legs are spread, and I just come in too hot and just rack him, like, in the face, like, with my nuts. Like, that was, like, the vision I kept having. It was just, like, anyway.
Did it happen?
No, he didn't eat me out. Anywho, me and Adam do get mistaken. Back to the topic at hand.
Sure.
As I was walking in there, Adam said that very disrespectfully. He liked to fib when people thought he was me, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
I'm kidding, because obviously I've done the fucking same thing. I love doing it, dude, because like, sometimes if they're drunk enough, I mean, like they are so convinced I am Adam. That they, yeah. the, like, they're talking to me about all the shit I've never done and, like, these concerts I've never been to. So, like, I'm just like, yeah, man, like, I don't know.
I totally remember that.
It was good to run into you tonight, bud, because, I mean, I'm just, I've been really thinking about dick a lot. Like, I just, you know, like, I just want to know the touch of another man. Just start looking at him weird, like,
So, wait a minute. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
No, I've said some weird shit, but never like that. Like, I've never just been like, yeah, I'm a gay.
I'm a gay. What would you do with that if somebody was like, hey, remember that conversation we had the other day? Like, what's up?
I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You wouldn't try to get, like, a photo shoot out of it? Like,
if I'd try to get some money out of it, maybe, yeah.
Very honest answer. God, we were 13 minutes already?
Oh, fucking shut up, you
How did that
gay.
Happen?
Fucking, why don't you play some Adam Ketchup before we go into Breaking Bad? I'm going to drink.
Sure enough. Yeah, it's been an interesting year for all of us. We've documented most of Rob's up and downs.
Hey.
I'm glad to see you back up, by the way,
Fuck.
Buddy. What happened?
I dropped the cap. Just continue.
What's been going on with you? Like, you got a book out. You got classes going on. You got the camera right now. You brought Funyuns and Gatorade in the spirit of the occasion.
Yeah. Yeah, I made a book for one of my classes. It's a self-publishing book. It's basically my photography from... the very first Farmageddon Music Fest in Montana. And then, so I made my book of that. And then I just went, a couple months ago, I went to the second annual Farm Fest and photographed that again. So that was pretty fun. Just been traveling around, I guess, and shooting bands. I just started back at school, so I've been busy with that.
Well, you've been going to a lot of concerts, though, yeah?
Yeah.
When does he not go to a lot of concerts? Like,
well, no, just crazy. In the last, like, 2 months, you've been, like, what, 6-7 shows?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe more? Last week, I went to Riot Fest. That was pretty crazy. There's, you know, like, 20 bands over the course of a weekend. There was, like, at least, I heard there was, like, 10,000 people there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, what is that? I don't know anything
about it. This is a big festival out in, it's a touring festival. They do it in, like, Seattle and Chicago and Toronto. And this is the first year they've done it in Denver. But it was, like, a carnival. They had carnival rides and, like vendors, and they had like, I don't know, 20 like really big bands. They had like Rancid and AFI and Public Enemy played, Bad Religion.
Oh, Flag, yeah. I saw a few posts.
Iggy Pop.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Did you shoot him?
Yeah.
I've never really gotten into his music, but I find him interesting for sure. Yeah,
and he was very interesting.
Crazy person.
He's in his 60s, and he was running around. He had a lot of energy.
Shirtless, fucking going crazy. Yeah. And no drugs. How is it? Okay, how about this? How are these bands like coming around to like sobriety, but they're still destroying everyone that is like new up and coming? Is it because the new bands are not doing the drugs?
Yeah, I was going to say it's because the new bands don't do drugs. Like, it's the cool thing to do now is not do drugs.
What do you think of that?
Faggots.
Being the lead man of Ancient Wind.
I think they're a bunch of cock lovers, man. Like, what happened to the good times?
But you have, like, a sober guy in your band.
Yeah, but he's nuts.
That's true. He's a crazy person.
He's got a Walmart prepaid phone because he fucking smashed his phone. Like, he's the most angry person on planet Earth. Like, he has holes in his wall, and not for, like, anything, like, relationship troubles like normal people hold. Like, He just, like, reads something on the internet and just, like, ah! Just, like, fucking punching holes through. Like, he's crazy, man. So, yeah, sober, sure, but he's more crazier than any of those fucking drugged-out fags.
That is weird. So, like, where can people get the book? And I want to see it, by the way. Like, do you have a physical copy?
I don't have a copy with me, but...
Well, no, I didn't.
I do have a copy. I'm trying to get a pre-order off the ground just to fund it. You can check it out at silverandcold.com/farmbook. That's FARMBOOK.
Thank you, because I think a lot of people are going to have a hard time with fucking farm book.
I do have a, like I said, I'm just trying to get a, just trying to get a funded for a pre-order. And
the fucking book is legit, dude. I've seen the hard copy of it.
Well, you put a couple images up, didn't you?
Yeah, you can preview the book. If you go to the website, there's a box you can preview it and check out the pages and stuff. And and you can order it directly. It comes with a free digital version of it, just an ebook, or you can just buy the ebook in itself.
Maybe that's what I should do, because I definitely want to help you out and get one of those for it.
Yeah,
$50 is a lot of money. It's like, fuck.
It is, but it's so expensive to print, and I was able to find it's a little bit cheaper than what I originally had it, but it's so fucking expensive to print. Like, I'm not really making any money off of it.
Well, I'm sure nobody that I'm going to ask you about is going to hear this, but weren't you having like a dispute with some fucking guy that was it the actual guy that runs the festival or something like that?
Yeah, there were some troubles, just trying to get it off the ground, and I'm not really going to say any, I'm not going to go into detail or anything, but yeah.
You got it straightened out though?
There were some roadblocks in the way, and I got it all straightened out, and, it's pretty good to go now.
It's so fucking legit, dude. Like,
me and Katrina, so good. Me and Katrina had a podcast, and we talked about you and Eric and stuff. And like, you guys are like, it's annoying. It's the same as you. Like back when we started this thing, like it annoys me how talented everybody around me is, because I'm not. I just I bring you guys in. Like you guys totally carry the shit.
So why don't you put a bullet in your brain?
I'm working on it.
All right.
Why do you gotta do that?
Next.
Why?
Next. Because I want to kill myself and I'm too much of a pussy.
That's not true. It's true. You're ready to live right now.
No, I think that'd be the best time to kill myself is when I'm coming up, like from really far down. You know, so people like have hope, like, oh, Rob's coming. Oh, he's dead.
That would be bizarre. Like you get all in shape and you're like.
What if I just drop 100 pounds? I'm just all like cut and just nice, and then I'm just fucking off myself,
banging whores, and then you're like, one night I've had enough, and you hang yourself. Because we never thought that would actually work.
Wait till your band's like on top of the world too.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Oh yeah, take everybody down with you.
Wait till everybody. Cunt. Yeah, because they can't find a new singer. Like I'm carrying the band. You fag.
I still feel like Joshua might be able to step in there if you.
He'd probably change it to a country band, though.
he does such a funny impersonation to me. It's so hilarious. Every time he's drunk, he's just like, Rob! Fuck yeah! It's funny.
All right, let's get to the subject at hand, I think. Breaking Bad.
Bow,
we love the show.
Why don't you have the song queued up?
Yeah. Why didn't you have the fucking intro queued up, you dick?
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, that's why you suck.
Well, it's like it doesn't seem like something all that important. I feel like our relationship to the show, along with our relationship with each other, is actually more important than having the theme song ready to go.
You're right.
When did you guys start from the beginning? I saw the pilot episode and then I didn't watch it for years. So like,
I think I saw it after the first season came out. My friend told me about it and he's like, you got to check this out. And I started watching it from the beginning. And yeah, I was pretty much hooked after the first episode. Just like, wow, this shit's crazy.
How about you, baby?
And actually, halfway through the third season is when I started watching it.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
And I was grateful for that because by then it was all on Netflix. And I was like, that show is so fucking addicting. It's like, I don't know what I would have done if I'm going through the pain that like I went through now of like having to fucking wait. For, like, I'm lucky enough to fucking get it all.
Are you guys both if the whole thing was done, you would just sit and plow through it in a week? And
oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah. I did that with Sopranos. I came in on the fourth season, I think, when Joey Pantalone, whatever the fuck, Pantoliano.
Pantalones.
Pantalones. Joseph Pants when, Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go off mic. You'd be like, give me the whiskey, motherfucker.
Yes, we're all drinking. Oh, we got to get into mess stories, too. Here, drink this.
I don't have, what? You have a mess story? I don't have any mess stories.
Finish the Breaking Bad. We'll go do that at Real Life Meth Adventures. Let's go. After the Breaking Bad, keep.
Sopranos, yeah, I came in like fourth season. That was the first of any of that show I had watched. Had a friend that found, this was before Netflix and all that stuff, he had the DVD seasons up until that point. And I sat, like, I went through, now an HBO series is one thing, because it's like, it's a solid hour, no commercials, nothing. Like, it was like 3 weeks that I just fucking plowed through four seasons of Sopranos.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch that one? Or?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one, no.
Dude, you love that one. A lot of good actors in that one.
That was one I kept up on, like, new episodes and, like...
Mm. I've definitely done that a lot, though. Like, when I first discover a series and I get addicted to it, and there's already a bunch of seasons out, yeah, I'll watch it all in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that's how you do it. I mean, because it is fucking... It's agonizing when you're watching a series.
Sucks,
and you're like,
yeah.
I feel like... I tried to get into Sons of Anarchy again this season, and I watched the premiere, and I still don't care... Like it's like a clean slate right now.
I haven't seen the last one, so I don't know.
I haven't watched the last two seasons because I just tapped out after.
And then you just tried to watch the season premiere to see what was happening.
Well, it's like it's as clean a slate as you could ask for in a series right now because a lot of the main characters are gone and all that kind of stuff. I just still don't give a shit about it.
I just think Jax is hot. You know, long hair, short hair. I just want to fuck him.
I'm with you.
Be his biker bitch.
There, you know what? That's the reason I watch that show. There's so many. There's. Are you gonna watch 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. I actually read the book.
Really?
Yeah.
First one or all of them?
Just the first one.
Is it sexy?
No.
Did you get any pointers?
No, it's the same thing I get with, like, you know, because I'm a big reader. Like, I read a lot. And I tried to read the first Twilight book just because, like, sometimes I'm into, like...
You love Twilight?
No, not at all. But, I'm just saying, like, sometimes I'm like, this is a worldwide phenomenon. And, like, I shunned the Hunger Games for a while. I was like, yeah, sure. Fuck those books. And then I read them, and they're like, fuck, these are good books. Like, I get it.
Are you like me?
And
where,
I
like,
tried
somebody...
it with the Twilight, and it was so visibly in my mind written by a woman that I couldn't fucking stand it. I was like,
what does that have to do with anything?
It has to do with everything, dude, because fucking I cannot tell when I read Anne Rice books that I'm reading a fucking chick, like, writing words, but I could see her fucking vagina on the paper as I'm reading. I'm just like, this is bullshit, dude. Like, it sucked.
Well, I
it
feel
sucked.
Like
the Twilight books suck. Like, all you faggots that read that, you suck. Like, that is the worst writing.
Well, let me ask you this: Are you a guy that, like, if something like is mainstream and popular, you're like, eh, fuck that?
No, see, that's what I'm trying to explain. Just the opposite. Like, I'm kind of like I'm interested in something that I normally wouldn't be interested in, like the Hunger Games. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
no, I had I knew
it,
nothing.
It sounded
about
like bullshit, and then it was like a worldwide phenomenon. I'm like, okay, I'll try to read these because, I mean, you know.
I'm like half posing. I don't even know if he's looking at me in the camera or not. But
he's trying to get natural moments, and you're trying to fuck it up.
And I'm
like, hey.
Yeah, fucking bro pictures.
See, TJ's shitting on your art, Adam.
That's not true. I love your pictures. Shut up, stupid. No, I'm a guy that, like, I saw the first Harry Potter, and just the fact that I've never read any of that stuff, and I just don't care about magic or fantasy and all that kind of stuff. I just don't care. Lord of the Rings, same thing. We've argued a bunch over that.
I'll fucking stab you right now, dude.
Well, we know that the Hobbit movies are what's keeping you alive.
Don't talk about it.
When are they coming out? 2014?
Fuck you.
14?
Fuck you.
All right, let's get back to
the dog. Yeah. Talking about Breaking Bad, then you're making me all fucking crazy.
Well, you're the one that's getting all out of hand. There's no room for it.
You talk about The Hobbit, I get out of hand. Tag me in that picture.
Yes, sir. which one do you want to be, fucking Funyuns? Cunt.
I'm easily purple Gatorade.
What?
Oh, it's blue.
What? Like the meth.
Gatorade me, bitch.
Back to the show.
Okay. Oh, okay. From here on out, you have to say bitch at the end of every sentence. So, like for you, Adam, what was the moment when you were watching the show when you were like, because every show is like, you're testing it out. You're like, whatever. Was there like a moment in the pilot or like, was it later than that that you were like, holy fuck, this is getting.
Well, a lot of the shows that I watch, like it usually takes like at least a few episodes to get hooked on.
Sure.
Bitch. And nice. This one, I mean, I was hooked instantly, just like not even halfway through the first episode. I was already hooked. That's, you know, that was Breaking Bad for me. So.
Well, and see, like for me, we'll get back to Rob on this one since he's catching up to someone, not me. Why are you drinking so much?
I'm thirsty.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Oh, okay. I watched and like I saw the pilot episode at the time it was released, like when it first came out, and I thought it was really good. But then it was an AMC show. It was one of those things where I'm like, am I supposed to pay attention to this? Like, is anybody gonna care?
I guess at that time nobody cared about AMC shows, huh?
I don't think anything was going on. They were the first one, I think.
Was it Mad Men?
Maybe Mad Men was before.
Maybe Mad Men. I don't think so. But
I think Breaking Bad was the first one.
Yeah,
and on top of that, I was like, this is Dr. Tim Whatley from Seinfeld. like is this really going to hit? And for some reason, I fucking hated Jesse.
Really?
I couldn't stand like how just like shitty he was. Like he just
what bitch?
I think he just like reminded me of me, and I'm like, yeah, this guy is not going to do anything for the cause here. For me, the episode that really got me hooked in was the bathtub episode where they was it Tuco
Emilio.
Emilio. Didn't want to wait for the nice little drum and just went for it in the bathtub, and we all know what happened. Dissolving a body, dissolves ceramic, dissolves everything,
sure,
and splashes down.
Emilio Slurpee.
bitch.
Bitch.
How about you, buddy?
I actually wasn't totally invested because it's weird for me. It was one of those things where sometimes it takes a while. You know, I was doing like the Netflix syndrome where it's just like you've watched everything on there. I'm like, fuck, I need a new show. And then I saw that and I was like, well, everyone's raving about it and I hate them, but I'll try it. and it was like I kept watching it even though I wasn't 100% in until he fucking chokes the dude with the bike lock. That's when I was like, okay. Like,
also a good moment in Sopranos. It wasn't a bike lock. I think it was a extension cord.
But because that's when I saw like the turning point like in Walt almost where it was like, okay, like he's not like a nerdy fucking science professor that's kind of fucking trying to make money to save his family. It's like the dude can be cold, you know what I mean? Like he already melted the dude in the bathtub and shit, but I'm saying like he could get his own hands dirty per se. I don't know. Like that was the turning point.
I know I'm really jumping like way ahead, but it was like
you're way ahead.
A couple episodes ago, when
a couple episodes ago. Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell people not to listen to it. Fuck them. When Hank and Gomi had Jesse with him.
Yeah.
And there's that scene where, like, you know, over the course of, you know, 5 seasons and, you know, 6, 7 years, whatever it was, you can almost, like, frame him like, you know, he's still doing good things, but there was a couple bad things. There's that scene in the car when he's recounting to Jesse all the shit that he's done.
Sure,
that he said
yeah.
for him, and it's like, holy fuck. Like, that's quite a list of fucking... Yeah. You know, I killed Tuco. I got rid of Emilio. And, like, he says, like, 10 things in a row. You're like, fuck, you know?
I do remember that, because it's almost like you never realized how much shit he did until he put them together like that, where you're just Walt's cold-blooded, dude. Like, what the fuck?
It's like if you look at how many people, like, you've slept with. Like, if you think about it over, like, a bunch of years, it's like, it's however. But if you, like, sit there and list it, you're like, Jesus, I'm only the fucking D. There's already 15 names here.
I'm already the D.
You know? I'm just saying. I'm speaking for a friend. That's not me.
That's not me. That's not who.
I was trying to do that in my head the other day. I was trying to think about it. And
all the people you
all
killed.
All the people that were killed, necessarily by Walt's hand, but all the people that were affected that their lives ended because of Walt in some way. And I couldn't think of.
He's got quite a blast radius for sure.
Yeah.
collateral damage, all that stuff.
And even a lot of innocent people, and it's fucked up. It's sad. The shit's crazy.
What would you do if somebody like a Walt came to you, like, help me out? Like, this is my goal, you know, the noble, you know, helping my family thing. Would you get in there?
The innocent science teacher that's blackmailing you?
No.
I have the penis pictures to prove that you're going to help me.
Like, oh no, don't share those.
No, did you sleep with your science teacher?
Yes.
Chemistry teacher?
Yes.
How was it?
What was his name?
Jared.
Walter White. Jared. Subway guy?
No, he sells diamonds.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. That was a quick pull.
Thank you.
God, sorry, my stomach is like fucked up.
Why is your stomach fucked up? Drink more whiskey.
I don't know if that's going to help.
Funions.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, let's frame it for everybody. And again, tangents. Sorry, people.
Jesus.
There's a problem in my house. Okay? Like, I feel like I have to go shit right now. And I don't know if you guys can, like, handle it. Like, could you take the stick if I have to go, like...
No, I totally couldn't do this.
Really?
You fucking dick. He's...
what about you? Like, if somebody came to you and was like, you know, I need your help for 3 months... But it's that illegal and that fucked up. Like, would you do it?
I guess I probably would. It depends on the circumstances, but...
If anybody caught you, you'd be like, my name's Rob, what's up?
Yeah, God damn it. Somehow stole one of my IDs. What's the payoff, though? Like, you need to, like...
Well,
like,
what, you get paid. Like, I mean...
Is he blackmailing us? We're doing it for free, or are we getting paid?
We're getting paid, obviously. Isn't that what happened with this? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm making sure, you know.
Why are you always up on the...
I just like it. Like, I think Jesse, he kind of did it because Walt was, you know, he was blackmailing him, but he didn't know all the details. You know, as they went through it, he was kind of learning why Walt was doing it, but I probably would have questioned it at first, be like, look, bitch, I ain't doing shit until you explain yourself and tell me what's up.
Well, how about this? Like, do you have anybody in your life that you, like, no questions asked would do it for?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Probably not some random old
I don't have anyone
teacher.
In my life that...
Not even me, dude?
No.
Really? What?
I'd be like...
I'm surprised by this right now.
You would come up to me and be like, hey, dude, like, I got this line, like, let's start cooking. Like, I got everything all set up, you just need to help me. It'd be like, TJ...
My cousins are all working on it.
You're a fucking stupid, fat Mexican. You're so conspicuous in your fucking white Cadillac with your suit. Like, you look like a drug dealer already. I'm not gonna do drugs dealing...
No, look, okay? There's a reason that Saul...
The cops are
Saul
watching the house right now.
Saul and I drive the same car. There's a reason.
Jesus.
It's true.
It's because you're a seedy bastard.
Does your license plate say lawyer up?
No, but it should.
Whiskey me, bitch.
There you go. Hey. I really wish I would have thought of this like a couple days ago and not just a few hours ago. I said this before we started, but I watched this whole series on Netflix... pretty much back to back.
Sure.
And I mean, like a lot of people, but unlike a lot of people, I was drunk for a lot of it and I missed some like pretty key plot points. The biggest one I think that I really don't know the situation around it was the Jesse's kid. Uh-huh. Can somebody explain to me what Jesse's happened?
Kid. I mean, as far as like the ricin. Yeah.
It's not his kid.
Well, whatever. Like that. See, I don't even know that. Like, I was like, "Isn't it his kid?"
Jesse's girlfriend.
His girlfriend's kid. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, so what happened? Like, we know that there was a dose of poison that was administered by Walt. Yes.
Sure.
Why?
Well,
I don't even know why he did that.
Okay, so they had the ricin cigarette that they were going to use to poison Gus.
Right.
Walt wanted Jesse to kill Gus. Because he couldn't get close to Gus. Gus knew this, and so he started pulling Jesse closer to him.
Right.
So Gus, I mean...
And so when they're standing out front of the diner, I like to think I see things in people.
Yeah, yeah. And he started getting closer to Mike and Gus, and Walt knew that. And he knew as soon as that happened, as soon as they pulled Jesse away from Walt, then they could kill Walt, and Jesse wouldn't say shit. He wouldn't do anything. But while they were still connected, like, Walt, or Jesse was kind of the saving grace. He was kind of the whole reason that Walt was still alive.
Yeah.
So,
so to pull him closer, he made like a problem happen. Is that what it
well,
was?
Well, no, he framed Gus because Jesse was becoming a part of their operation and leaving Walt out of it, and Jesse knew how to fucking cook the shit that Walt was making because he's been with Walt for so long.
And at this point,
it was like, and Walt was more trouble than he was worth, according to Gus, because of all the
well,
shit.
Well, he was an outlier. Happened. He's not in the game.
Exactly. You know? So it was like Walt knew that his life was in danger because with Jesse on their side, they didn't need Walt.
Sure.
So it was pretty much, it was like Gus. He set it up to frame Gus, so it was like Gus killed the kid. You know what I mean? So it would turn Jesse.
Well, what happened though? Like I don't even. I swear. I skipped over. Like, you know, when you're on Netflix and you're like episode 10. I feel like I went to like 13 and I fucking missed both of these. I have no fucking idea.
The details are still kind of shady. I mean, we haven't really figured out the entire scene, but he made it look like that Saul lifted the cigarette, or that's what actually happened. Saul lifted the cigarette. He made it think that Gus caught the cigarette, and they stole it, and then they poisoned Brock. What really happened was they found out that he was poisoned by Lily of the Valley, and then there was a scene when Walt was in his backyard, and there was a
flower pot.
So they found the Lily of the Valley in his backyard. So Walt poisoned him with Lily of the Valley, not the ricin.
Really?
Yeah.
So Walt still poisoned
him. See, that's how much of an idiot I am. I'm like, you make ricin from Lily of the Valley.
So Walt still poisoned him, but it wasn't because
it wasn't the ricin.
But he made Jesse think it was because of the ricin. And
that's why the ricin is still there. It's the same vial from forever.
Yep, exactly. Walt kept the ricin cigarette, and then he made a fake ricin cigarette. He made a fake ricin one that he pretended to find in Jesse's house because Jesse was all freaking out, like, where's the ricin cigarette, freaking out. And so he came over, he was like, I'll help you find it. And then he made a fake one, and he brought it over to Jesse's, and they found it in the little vacuum cleaner thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know, the
Roomba. What the fuck is that?
Walt planted it in there, obviously, but...
All right.
But he still has the ricin.
So. Sure. What's your favorite, like, comedy moment? Because there's a lot of that shit.
There is some funny shit. I mean, it all has to do with fucking Saul, man. Like,
goddamn.
The dude's great. He's great on Tim and Eric's, and like he's fucking good. This is like his show, though.
How weird is that like somebody like Bob Odenkirk has been, you know, doing comedy of some kind like 20 years, and like this silly, you know, like like bullshit. Not bullshit. Like it's a great role, and like especially now, like when you're nearing the end, like it's fleshing out, and like it's not just him in the comedy relief, and like, hey, I have a plan. Like now he's scared and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But he was always just such a ham. Like, what was he doing? He was doing like the weird workout on the floor when like Mike came in. So remember that? Like with the vibrating. Like, he's just such a fucking cheese ball, dude. It's like,
well, he's just one of those guys where like if you have money to throw around, you're like, oh, I'll check this out, and then I'll have somebody walk in while I'm doing it.
Yeah, no, it was fucking great.
Wasn't there like a massage thing too?
Yeah, like,
he
was a fucking.
I don't know. It was like waving his like feet back and forth. That was kind of weird.
Like, I love his.
I'm interested to see the show, the spinoff show.
Yeah. I don't know if I am. Like, I'm gonna watch it, but I don't know if I really
care
right now.
You're gonna watch it. You might. It's the same people who wrote the fucking Breaking Bad.
I think it'll be pretty crazy. I mean, I don't think it could top Breaking Bad.
What if Bill Burr's in it again? Like, still is like one of his guys.
Well, it's gonna be. I would assume
they might change. I mean,
Lavelle Crawford.
What if Bill Burr doesn't want to do it? What if he wants to do Seinfeld and just stick to stand-up comedy?
He's been going out for a lot more acting work, so I think that he's probably going to be kind of a big piece of this show.
What a fag.
So are you talking
about... What is that about?
Odin? Are you talking about Odenkirk?
What do you mean?
Who are you talking about?
Bill Burr. I don't know his... He's a redhead guy.
He's one
with
of our favorite stand-up comics, but he's one of the Saul's henchmen, dude.
Okay, yeah,
I don't even know his name in the show.
You guys were talking about Saul, the actor Saul, who's been doing it for.
That's Bob Odenkirk, yeah.
Yeah, I've never even seen him before.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't watch Tim and Eric Adult Swim shit?
Yeah, I have.
He's been on there since the show started.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen him on there.
Well, he's way different.
His comedy is very like, I mean, it's way out there. It's like
weirdo,
Tim and Eric stuff.
Yeah, you got to be a weirdo to be on Tim.
Okay,
and Eric,
I've definitely seen Tim and Eric. Maybe I just haven't watched it enough to notice.
Was he on it or he just wrote for it?
Well, no. I mean, he was a recurring character for a while. Like, okay. He wasn't like one of the main ones, but any Hoosier.
I thought it was weird how like, I'll segue into this little thing. Like, who do you think, if you were in the show, like, what guy would you be? The reason I ask that is because I feel like Odenkirk and like Saul, that character is me. Like the ridiculous fucking suits and colors and all that, the Cadillac. Like if I had an office, it would look like a fucking Coliseum. You know, like his office is ridiculous. Like there's all these like pillars and windows and fucking
secret safes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's bullshit. I feel like if there's anybody, if there's anybody in the show that you know reflects me, I love him. He's fucking hysterical.
I know who I'd be. I think you do too.
Huel? Let me think.
I'll give you a hint. If you fucking put another cheeseburger Big Bite in front of me, I'd fucking eat it right now.
His name's Huel.
No problem.
I get. What? Oh, you're Walt Jr. Yeah. You're a fan of the long tubular meats.
Yeah,
dude. Be a breakfast bite.
Dude, breakfast anything, man. Fucking Walt Jr., dude. Kid eats like a king.
It's just funny.
He really does.
Doesn't matter what's going on. It's just like breakfast.
How the fuck did they land on this kid? Like, I understand that it was kind of like a sympathy issue.
Yeah.
But I really do not like this kid.
Oh, you don't like him like on a personal level, like as like not just the character, but the actual actor and stuff.
What
like,
do you? No. Rob's struggle with the microphone stand continues. It's just he's just not likable on any level. Like
I've never like
push it up to your nose again, you cock. So
I've never,
he can get
I've
a
never
shot.
Thought about it like that. Like, do I like this kid?
Here you go. Here you go.
He's just always been a doucher.
Well, like what?
He's just like, where are your priorities at? Like, I get that you're fucking.
Did you ever see?
Or whatever, but.
Did you see his fucking like if Walt Jr. had an Instagram?
Yeah. I posted that shit. Yeah. That was funny.
And like, my favorite part, like I knew it was gonna be breakfast and this and that, but like all the likes were Lewis, his friend.
It was just screenshots from all the breakfast scenes, and
yeah,
it was pretty funny.
I just, like in my eyes, there's no redeeming value to the son character.
The Breakfast King.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's a dick. I mean,
he is a fucking dick.
He doesn't
man.
Even like have any respect for his parents.
He just his priorities are weird. It's just like I don't know, man. It's just like all this fucking crazy ass shit's going down. He's just fucking.
He just jumps. I mean, he thinks that you know. He just jumps to too many conclusions. He hears that that Hank's Walt dead, Jr. and he assumes that fucking his dad killed him, and he just makes all these assumptions. And
he but he was right though. That's the whole thing. I mean.
Kind of.
Yeah, but, I mean, Walt didn't pull the trigger, so.
Hey.
I mean, he did say that, you know, he tried to stop it. He tried to save him, you know. Even though Walt probably didn't hear that. I mean, Walt Jr. didn't hear that part, but.
Sure.
He could have, you know, he could have listened to reason, but he didn't care. To answer your question, I think that I closely relate to Jesse. I mean, he's my favorite character, and, like, he's the one I'm rooting for.
Well, why, though?
I just think that he's such a warm-hearted person. Like, he's...
Oh, fuck you.
Because
really?
He was just dragged into this. Like I said earlier, like, he was blackmailed into this. He didn't have a choice. Walt threatened to blackmail him if he didn't cook with him. And the whole ride, like, you know, he's...
But, like, he's doesn't that speak to, like, the stupidity? Like
yeah, because, like, yeah. That was at first, but in the first few seasons, that dude had plenty of chances to get out and fucking...
He could have told him no, fuck you.
Yeah, like, it...
Well, yeah, you're probably right. I never saw it that way, though. I just saw
there's
like,
there is nothing that I any teacher I've ever had would make me do. You know what I mean? Like, unless it was a female and she wanted to fuck, I'd probably
you
do that.
But unless you were going to get arrested, you're on like he had information that he could use to get you arrested and get you thrown in jail.
Well, see that
I just think he was manipulated from the start, and ever since then he's just been Walt's little puppet that does anything he says and. He doesn't want to kill people. He doesn't want to hurt people.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Walt makes him and
sure
and
well, yeah, he definitely uses
that
him
everyone
to do his dirty
around
work,
him, everything
sure.
that he touches, like is hurt because of Walt. Like he lost Jane and he lost Andrea and everything around him gets hurt and just you know just killed and it's not even his fault. It's not even like he's doing anything to make this happen. And I just feel so bad for him. And like I hear a lot of people say like, oh, I hope Jesse dies. I hope he gets killed. And, like, when he was in the desert and they put a gun to his head, like, I seriously, like, almost started crying. I was like, oh, my God, do not kill Jesse. Please don't let Jesse die. Like,
well, how many times has he fucking escaped death? Like, there, it's got to be, like, eight or nine, like, legit, like, he should be dead.
But I'll give you that, I mean,
he's really fired up right now.
He's not very smart. He's not very smart.
No, he's not.
Like, I love Jesse, but there's so many times Kristen Ritter, here we go. He could have gotten away. Oh, I love her. She's so hot. So hot.
Wait, no, keep, don't get distracted. Keep talking.
But, I mean, there's a couple of scenes, like, okay, like, when they're in the desert and he's hiding under the car, like, what the fuck are you doing hiding under the car?
I couldn't. Like, I honestly, would, I could not believe that.
Going on.
I could why not believe.
Get out and run. They're not.
Well, because there's nowhere to go. Him. Like I understand that
that's
whole
a
like
desert. It's a wide desert. He can go.
And you
anywhere.
Could die if you run for
but
fucking
you're
2 hours.
Die if
like
you stay. So.
Take hey, it he down. Had a shot. All, yeah, for all he knew, like oh wait, he was in the car until the Nazis showed up.
Mm-hmm. And he was still in the car.
To be honest, like I kind of was bummed out about that whole scene. Cause like of course there's like but why wouldn't you run? But then like when he was just like dug out under the car, I'm like fuck.
That's such a stupid place to hide. Stupid. And then there was another scene where okay, there's this epic fucking like he's in that underground cage, like he's trapped like a fucking rat in the underground thing. He gets fed some ice cream, awesome. He fucking like MacGyvers that shit. He takes his paperclip and gets his out of the handcuffs. He fucking stacks up his shit and jumps on the fucking cage. You know, monkey bars across. He escapes that cage like a badass. And then, like a bitch, he just runs across the field, the parking lot. He starts hopping the fence, like, and you think he's going to get away. And then all the Nazis show up. And then he just stops. He stops, and then he climbs down because he knows he's been caught. And he's like, fuck you, kill me right now. I'm not going to do anything. Like, if you wanted to get killed that bad, why did you just stop climbing?
Keep going.
Why don't you just climb over sure. and then run? And if they shot you, fuck it. It's over. You're dead. But he stopped and turned around, and then that was such a pussy move. Like, why did you do that?
I liked, like, it's funny, because me and Adam are in different camps, dude, because, like, I was so happy when the Nazis, because I thought Jesse was getting away, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude, the Nazis got him, dude, because I fucking, yeah, I hate Jesse.
Really?
I didn't always. See, that's how his character arc went. Like,
sure.
He just became such a little bitch, and I get it. Like, fucking, he's all fucking. Yeah, he's all fucking heartbroken because he had to shoot the fucking dude in the face and blah, blah, blah. But, like, dude, like,
wait,
I
wait,
just.
Wait, wait, which dude?
Got, Gale.
Gale.
Gale Bedeker.
The fuck other Kevin. Yeah.
That's
Gale.
Another one I was happy that they killed
weirdo.
Him.
But, anyway.
you know what? That's another scene that I. Okay. Another thing, I'm going to post this tomorrow so there's no fucking posterity to it.
Right.
I was watching some of the marathon, and I forgot that scene when he's playing the video game.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's shooting aliens and shit like that, but then every once in a while it shows the 9mm in his hand. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, fuck Gale.
know,
he was a dude. Fucking pussy.
Yeah,
and again, fuck him, because he was the reason that this whole thing gets caught.
Yeah. Die, yeah. Though. Jeez.
Shut the fuck up.
It was just, it was interesting because I was totally with Adam. Like, I love Jet. Like, he was my favorite fucking character for, like, 4 seasons. Like, I fucking love Jesse. But it's just,
that's
like, when the character arc started to go to where he was the rat and he was fucking being a little bitch about the Gale thing and stuff, like, I slowly started to just fucking hate him. And then the scene with the fucking Walt told him to meet him in the fucking park. You're, like, in the fucking thing when Walt's sitting on the bench and he sees that guy that wasn't even fucking with Walt. Like, that's when I just hated Jesse for good. I was like, dude, wow. Walt just tried to fucking
that's
hook you up
moment.
And you just bitched sure. out. And, like, I just could, because as fucked up as Walt was, Walt never fucking wanted to hurt Jesse. And Walt was trying
that's
to
true.
Help him. Still.
He, yeah, he always.
Always was on Jesse's true. Side, yep. No matter what. And, like, Jesse fucking was a fucking idiot, as always. And, like, that's when I turned off from the Jesse camp completely. I was just like. And then sure. when those Nazis caught him, like, because I thought he was getting away, and I was like, fuck, dude, that
but,
sucks.
I mean, in Jesse's defense, like, Walt has fucked Jesse over so many times, not necessarily directly to hurt him, but to manipulate him by killing, letting Jane die by poisoning Brock.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that Walt hadn't fucked Jesse over countless times. I'm just saying that, like.
So I don't blame Jesse for turning.
I don't know. I just hate him.
And I wouldn't blame him for.
How's the bladders doing, it? Gentlemen?
I'm fine.
I got to piss.
You faggot.
Piss.
You guys want to shit talk me for a minute while I piss?
Yes, yeah. Right, go away.
Why you gotta tell me to go away? I'm going away.
I
could have. I could
when you come back, but
you can say it now. We don't need.
Yeah, say it now. Fuck it.
Fuck him.
I think it's interesting that there's always like, I don't know. It's weird how the series changes. Like you're with Walt, you're for Walt, and then he starts turning bad, and you're against Walt, and then first you're for Jesse, and then you turn against Jesse, and first. I mean, I've just, like, not necessarily me, but just, like, following different forums online and reading people's comments online, like, and then especially Hank, too. Like, everyone's always against Hank because he's trying to track down the Heisenberg and stuff. And then all of a sudden he finds Heisenberg, and then people are for Hank. It's weird how, like, people's positions change. Like, that's how crazy and powerful this show is. And they just manipulate all the viewers.
I think that's why it's so good. It's like, do you read books? You read a lot? Like, I think this, more than any other show ever, ever, ever created, it's so interesting because, like, it's like a novelization. Like, never before in a television show has a character had such a crazy arc that I think only books can really capture. Because it's like, it's not just like, characters are always one thing, and then throughout the course of the show, they become another thing. But look at, like, the crazy, look at what Walt's done throughout the season. It's like, there's no limit. It's like, you feel sorry for him, he's fucking dying, blah, 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 and then it's just like, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
And it's like, you never know what Walt's gonna do. Like, all of a sudden, he's innocent, he cares about his family, then he's fucking Heisenberg, and then, like, one of the last episodes when fucking with the butcher knife in the kitchen with Skyler. It's like, that shit took me by surprise, just Walt's reaction. As when he got cut, I thought Walt was just going to be like, you know, I'm so sorry. And Walt was going to leave. But then for him to fucking just, boom, flip a switch again, dude, just be like, fucking, yeah, it's like, you know, you're fucking
right. You guys are right. But I feel like Sopranos definitely paved that road for this show. Now, the writers here were brilliant. Like, it's all a roller coaster. Like, you hate and love every character at some point.
Yeah.
But, dude, Sopranos did that shit way before Breaking Bad.
I just don't think they did it as well. Like, it wasn't... The Sopranos doesn't have shit on
Breaking fucking Bad. Clapped when... Did you watch that?
I've seen them all, yeah.
I clapped when Tony closed up Chris's nose and killed him.
That was badass, yeah.
I loved Chris, man. All I wanted was for him to be banging fucking Andrea. Or Drea De Mateo. I forget the girl's name in the show. I wanted him to, like, you know, beat all his bullshit and be the second guy because he was the one that was the next badass, I thought. But he kept fucking up, and, like, every time he fucked up, I'm like, man, fuck him. It's like in real life. It's like in real life when you have somebody that is just a burden that never really, like, goes and does anything so fucked up that they go away from your life, but they want money or they need a place to stay, or, like, that's how I felt about him.
I just think
when he rolled over on the dog.
Yeah, but I don't think his character arc was as advanced as Walt's by his shit. I think Sopranos was more predictable than Breaking Bad ever was. I'm just saying.
Sure. You're right about that.
It was crazy, and I'm fucking the acting. It's like, the dude's such a badass, dude. Like, Sopranos, like, it's amazing. But, like, it was still trapped in this bubble of, this is a mafia show, and I kind of knew what was, you know, I knew what was happening, you know what I mean? Whereas, I cannot tell you watching the first season of Breaking Bad that we'd be here at the last.
No.
You know what I mean.
And see, what they did different was they framed Tony as the gangster from the beginning, so you knew, like, it's Scarface. Like, there's no happy ending to this shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
This was, you know, Mr. Rogers turns into Scarface, and now it's fucked.
And Breaking Bad always was dangling hope in front of you. It's like, oh, maybe he'll fucking get out.
It still is.
Well, kind of, yeah.
We're less than 24 hours away from the fucking finale, and I still am going, like, I hope he gets away somehow. I don't give a shit. Like, at this point, I hate everyone but him.
Right. Oh, well, now, I've always hated Skyler, the fucking cunt.
Hang on. let's not get into that.
She has some nice tits, though.
No, she doesn't. What? Let's go into that, though. The females of Breaking Bad. We talked about... What was her name in the show? Do you remember?
Jane,
okay.
I bet if you type in the females of Breaking Bad, there's got to be, like, a chart coming up.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, no, we're looking at an amazing picture of Kristen Ritter. Jane, which is Jesse's girlfriend in season 2 or 3.
She likes the heroin.
Okay, 2. Died of an overdose. Walt watched her die. Sure. Could have saved her.
It was his fault that he died, actually.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah, you're right. She's fucking unreal. Like, I've seen, like, there's little things on BuzzFeed that's like, why Kristen Ritter is, like, the perfect person. And I kind of think she might be. Like, look at this picture. She's fucking, what is this, a pen?
That's weird.
It could, I don't know.
She's got, like, I'm going to post this picture, fuck it.
It looks like my penis, but not as thick. I mean thicker.
Not as dark.
Jesus.
Sorry. That was a rough one because, like, I mean, it was that whole, like, okay, we're not exactly Don Juans here, right? And the way that they kind of played out how they got together.
Sure.
Like, got me, like, 100%. You know, they're neighbors. They're kind of smoking. They're talking shit to each other. And then when they finally, like, hang out and then they finally hook up, it's like, that's how everything happens for me.
No, I like that love, you know, like that relationship.
That was weird that you just said love. Like, it sounded weird when
I like
you said
that,
it.
I like that relationship set up
like
a
lot. Like, it comes out of your mouth very difficult.
I don't love a lot of things. I'm not going to lie. I love her tits.
Dahlia?
Oh, God.
Sure.
That's off topic.
But that's way off topic. Anyway, I like their relationship, like, build and, like, end. Like, I like that whole situation better than the fucking stupid beaner whore and her kid. Like, I don't know. I never liked her. Like, I don't know.
Well, who would? They didn't develop her at all. Like,
Yeah, and she wasn't hot.
No, wait a minute. Did they develop that at all? Because I swear I missed. Yeah.
You might have been drunk.
I had to have missed two episodes. Cause I had no idea.
Like, she was a recovery meth addict too, and that was the whole big.
They were
thing.
Trying to sell to
fucking
meth.
Cares.
They were trying to sell meth at the AA meetings.
Oh, okay. I did not see this.
He met her at the AA meetings.
And he went
to
her house, and they were making out, and he was trying to sell to her. And then her mom walks in with her son, and he realizes that she has a son. And she's like, "Oh, how about that meth?" And she's like, "Are you serious? You have a son. What kind of mother are you?"
Isn't that weird how, like, the moments of morality that every character kind of goes through?
Well, because that's life, isn't it? Like, that's all of us. It's like we all try to make moral decisions, even though, like, I'm a fucking piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a struggle for sure to be a good person if you care. Like, if you don't care, you're just that guy.
The fuck? What the hell is that? The bells.
Hang on. Let's look. We got Kristen Ritter here. We're talking about the females again. She's the only one that's coming up. That's hilarious.
It's funny. Nobody cares. Oh, there's
Skylar.
Only black guy.
Okay, name
fried chicken and meth.
Name the one giant movie that Giancarlo Esposito was in.
I've never seen him anywhere else.
Giant
movie that he was in. Not recently. It's been a while, but he's. When I saw him, and then I saw how fucked up he was, that's kind of what got me in. Like when you have the supervillain that's like kind of cold and like
you gotta talk because I'm racking my brain here. I can't think of it. What,
you've never seen him before?
No, nope.
He'll flip you. What? Flip you for real.
What?
No,
that's not a big movie. What are you talking about?
Really?
I'm a movie guy. Like I should know what you're talking about.
Usual Suspects.
Don't. See, the movie wasn't very good.
That movie was huge. What are you talking about?
It was not huge.
Fucking cunt.
No joke, I've actually never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it's a good movie, though. I know it's a big movie.
For Rob and for Adam here, Usual Suspects is a sweet movie because
it's
No, it's two different movies. Like, you watch it the first time, and like, for real, I fell asleep the first time. Don't care.
You're selling this.
No, but listen. When the whole story plays out at the very end, when you find out who the guy is, and you watch it over again, it's a totally different movie. And Giancarlo Esposito, this gentleman here, he was a detective.
Fucking phenomenal actor, dude. Like I was so impressed with it. I mean, it was he had to go away from the show, obviously, but like I was really sad to see him go just because like. He was so cold, like so nuts. Like sure. it was good, and he's a good actor. He's even good in his new show too.
What new show?
Revolution.
What show is that?
On Fox.
Haven't seen it.
It's in his second show, and he's also a nut job. But he has like a sword.
Are there only two women in fucking Breaking Bad? What's going on here?
There's two. Jesse only has two women, right? Like main squeezes.
Who is his first one?
Jane.
Oh, the Mexican bride.
Jane. Okay. The Mexican bride.
That might be it. Okay, so Jane's...
There's Skylar. There's
Wendy.
Todd's honey.
Lydia.
Lydia.
She's pretty hot.
I like her because she's
what
so
about
nuts.
Wendy? That's your kind of gal.
Who?
Right there, Wendy.
Which one's Wendy?
She gives a Wendy.
What? The meth whore.
Oh, yeah, no, that is my...
Hotel
you're right.
She's addicted to root beer.
That is my kind of...
Where's my root beer? Where's my root
totally
beer?
Totally my kind of girl.
I ain't talking to you.
Who's that right here in the black with the tit?
With the boob hanging out?
I don't know. Has nothing to do with the
Game of Thrones.
What does that have to do with anything?
Amelia Clark. We got, man, I don't know, there's Maria or Marie.
Oh,
fucking
that's right.
Bitch.
That's right.
Purple.
I really despise her.
Yeah.
Like, at no point did they try to make her likable. Like, they try to make her, they try to humanize her where, like, you don't hate her and wish she was without a head.
Yeah.
But, like, she's fucking terrible in that show.
So, really, what this all boils down to is there really are no women of Breaking Bad.
There's only Kristen Ritter.
Alive,
there's only Kristen Ritter and the other ugly...
No, Kristen Ritter's the girl. Anna Gunn, I think she's an amazing actress. She was really terrible in Deadwood. Do you remember her being in Deadwood?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she wasn't very good in Deadwood.
I feel like she was really great in this series. She could have been a little more sexy. There was not really many jerk moments in Breaking Bad.
That's not what this one was about. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Why can't it be a little bit about that? Isn't that what every
maybe,
series?
Maybe
is
they wanted to be above it. You know what I mean? Like, not every series.
Could it be because like Mad Men is like really a lot of jerk moments?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're trying to break out from that. I mean. I'm not saying I don't like jerk moments like fucking Game of Thrones. I love it because it's just like, hey, here's
tits. It's fucking constant.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'm like, where's the fucking picture?
But I really can't look at this picture without just imagining my small, thin penis in her face.
It's really long though. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, no, I mean,
like for the picture, it's a long,
thin, dark
penis.
It gets in there. Yeah, it's just thin, like spaghetti,
like a kickstand. It's terrible.
Penis.
How about this? What was your favorite death scene?
Oh.
Is it not gonna come up? What the fuck?
Oh, fuck you.
Death scene.
He's smacking a little wiener.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Whack, 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 whack.
Got a finger pinch it. I can't even get the whole hand around
it.
I feel like that's me. That's fine. I'm okay with it.
You have a big hog. Calm down.
I think one of the biggest death scenes that like really like seriously took me off my seat where I was like, what the fuck? Well, there's a couple, but when Jesse like found out.
Well, I mean the ones that really got you like, what the holy
There's a couple
shit.
That like really like seriously like when I was sitting down, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, there was the one where, like, Jesse went to go kill the drug dealers, and they were at the playground or whatever, or not at the playground, they were just standing on the corner, and he was walking up with his hands in his pocket, and they knew what was up, they knew what was coming, and he went to pull the gun out of his pocket, and they pulled their guns out. All of a sudden, Walt comes out of nowhere and smashes the fuck out of him, and they go flying in the air. I mean, I had to pause that scene,
badass.
And, like, slow motion it over and over, going back and forth, just watching the gangsters flip over his car and shit. That shit. Because
weren't you just waiting for him to fucking bumble the gun, like fucking Fredo? Like,
I was waiting for him to get shot the fuck down, and then Walt just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah
that was
because I
badass.
Didn't want him to get shot down. I was like, no, Jesse, what are you doing? You're stupid. Go away.
Because you knew he was a fucking bumbling ass.
No, I still like Jesse.
Right? I mean,
no, yeah, he wasn't smart, but I still liked him. I still love Jesse, and I always rooted for him, but I knew that he shouldn't have been in that situation. He was going to get killed, and I didn't want him to die. And that's pretty much every scenario that he's been in that I felt that way.
Let me pull up a thing here real quick.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Oh, definitely not the most surprising because fucking you all knew, you know, you knew it was coming. But
Barry, bitch.
Shit.
My favorite death scene was easily fucking Mike, dude. Like.
Just fuck off and let me die.
Well, no, I mean it's fucking sad because he was my favorite character. I fucking love the shit out of Mike, dude.
I was
devastated when I was like, God damn it, dude.
I was too.
Like,
I was too.
But like it was such a fucking good scene because it was perfect. It was just like, you know, yeah, just fuck off and let me die.
You know what?
Dude.
This is the first time we're mentioning Mike. What I love about Mike is he was the guy. He was Mr. Fucking Checks and Balances.
Yeah.
He didn't fuck up anything. And, like, when you imagine yourself in a world where there's, like, drugs and, like, you know, everybody could die right now, he's the guy that you want in your corner.
Sure.
And, I you know, I'm trying to think of any other character, like, in that type of situation. oh man, like if you think of like gangster movies, like there's not really a character that parallels him that like really thought out, like maybe Tom Hagen from Godfather was like,
kind of,
but he wasn't even the guy that getting his hands dirty.
He wasn't as flawless either. It was like Mike was perfect. That's what made like the it so interesting was that like he was so, and it brought to light how shitty Walt and Jesse's operation really was.
Well,
like,
yeah, how shoddy
much,
it was.
How much they sucked at it because yeah, it was exactly. Just like Mike was like, "Well, dude, I got a perfect track record. Like, let's do it this way." And Walt's like, "No."
Well, even when it came to like the whole Lydia situation, like they were trying to save her. Like she gave us information. He's like, "Walt, I'm telling you right now, we got to do this, or it's going to come back on us." You know, like just the voice of reason in a complete psychopath killer.
He was such a badass.
Smart as shit. He knew. Been around the block.
He was so. I think that was a
very makes me depressed just thinking about it. Fucking Mike,
it was
Mike,
a fucked
dude.
Up death. I do like when he said, "Just get the fuck away from here. Yeah, shut like, up and want, let me
just
die.
Fuck off and let me die."
But that was a fucked up death. I don't think he should have died that way. He could.
How would you prefer he go?
I don't know. I mean, I can't really say that, but I just think that was just a fucked up thing for Walt to kill him over some stupid for a list of names. I didn't like the way he died.
Nah, I didn't either.
I didn't agree with it.
I liked it.
I wish. I mean, after he got shot. The scene
was perfect. Like, yeah. It was one of those things where like you knew he was not going to be the one that wins.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because he was the one that was like. He was without a team. Like he came on.
And Walt was just nuts by then. Like that was Walt's most nuttiest. Like by that point, sure, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like fucking drug kingpin weirdo. You know,
say
like,
my name.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have a thing. Did you guys notice?
Give me a Funyun, bitch.
Okay, you were saying that you watched, you know, most of the series kind of drunk and you don't remember it. Like I remembered most of the
just
season.
Just his life.
After the second half of the fifth season started, I wanted to get, you know, kind of reacquainted with the whole season. So I did watch the entire series.
Sure.
As the second half of the season was rolling. So, and I did pick up a lot of small things, a lot of things that I didn't notice before, you know, because, you know, you're too busy noticing the bigger shit.
Well, okay, here's the problem with watching it as you go. All you want to know is the story, and you miss all the little stuff, you know.
But I already seen
you already it saw it, so you were like you were checking out the background.
I was going through
and
just kind of like refreshing myself on
sure.
it.
Sure.
And as I was doing that, I was noticing little tiny things. There was the meeting with Walt after Mike died, after he shot Mike. There was a meeting with Walt and Lydia when he wanted to get the names from her, and she was like, "Well, they're in my head. Like I have to have guarantee before I give you the names." And so they go on and talk for a while, and she's like, "I have these people in the Czech Republic that want your product, and we can make millions," and blah, blah, blah. And so they go on, and then they make a deal, they shake hands, and then they leave. And then, I don't know if you picked this up, but as Walt was leaving, he goes to put his hat on, his Heisenberg hat, and he picks up the little vial of ricin under his hat. So he hid it under his hat. He was going to poison Lydia, he was gonna put it in her teeth.
There was a lot of little things like that. Like,
I just thought that was really interesting.
I love
that.
Up
the first time.
This is one that I saw, but I'm not gonna pick it up. Like, I'm like, oh, chessboard, that's something, but I didn't see the layout of the chessboard.
Wow.
It was the one where he kidnapped the baby and left it at the fire station. Now, all the guys in the fire station were hanging out, and there was a chessboard because some guys were playing chess, and what it was the king cornered. Like he was.
Like, oh, really? I didn't notice that. That's funny.
No?
I didn't notice
I didn't see it the first time.
Oh.
I saw it. I've watched every episode this season twice. I've had to. Because
I'm
like.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm sitting there going, oh, it's going to. Like. And I saw the chessboard, and when I'm watching on TV, like, I don't have DVR. I don't have any of that stuff. So, like, I watch them twice, and the second time I realized that that's what was going on with the chessboard. Because I knew, why would they show that up close if it didn't have some kind of symbolization to it?
That's one of the things that I've learned on this fucking show, is like the tiniest little details can like unravel a whole story, but you don't see it originally. So
sure.
The second time you watch it, sometimes it does happen. It unravels the whole story, or puts like, it's like the one tiny, tiny little puzzle piece that fits the whole thing together. It's weird. The show was crazy like that.
They just did so well. Like, they're like, okay, well, here's the write-up. Now you guys all look at it and, you know, make some little inroads and like, it's like it's a crazy story.
This
web.
Is something that I've always wondered too, and I'd like to ask you guys this question. Fucking Vince Gilligan is obviously a genius for fucking writing this shit. I've always wondered, did he, like, from the beginning, do you think that he had this all, like, planned out, like, every little detail planned out, or do you think that he just wrote it as he went along?
I don't think he had every detail planned out, but I think he had certain points. Yeah. And then, like, if you go, like, bink, 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 and then you go, like, three roads here, two roads here, five roads here, it just becomes this, like, crazy web of insanity.
And they just kind of work it as they go through it.
Yeah. I mean, really the real hero of Breaking Bad, I mean, obviously the dude who wrote it is fucking a genius.
Vince Gilligan.
No, is whoever the fuck did the casting, man. Like, there's not a fucking bad actor. Like, they're all phenomenal, except for fucking faggot Walt Jr. Everybody on the show, even Skyler, as much as I hate her, that's why she's good, is because I fucking hate her.
Well, she just won an Emmy,
you know what I mean?
Too.
Like, everybody is fucking great.
She's really great in the show.
Everybody's great on this show. Even people who aren't great other places are fucking great.
Do you think that the show could have went on without Walt Jr.? Because I know that, like, a big vein of it was, like, don't tell the family, but, like, do we need him?
No,
like,
he was the worthless. If you took him out, like, those are worthless scenes. Every scene with him in it.
Well, like, how about this? Like, the last, like you said, when the knife got pulled and slashed Walt.
And all of a sudden he just
And all of a sudden
have,
he's a hero.
Yeah, all of a sudden he didn't have cerebral palsy and he just fucking... He just Superman hops on his fucking dad.
He didn't have palsy, but he did have retard strength.
Right, yeah.
Like, did nobody pick that up?
No, but...
Like, he grabbed him and Walt goes... Rah! Like, he... I mean, he fucking grabbed him hard. Nobody said that. Like, okay, Walt Jr., we all find a weak piece of shit.
Sure,
breakfast, sausage-eating, fucking charger-driving cunt, right?
God, yeah.
But in that moment, fucking Hulk... Like, he grabs, like, seriously, he grabs Walt around the neck, and Walt goes, wah, and, like,
that's why I was
you know?
It's just, watch that scene again, and that's what got me. I had to rewind it and go back, because it was like, all of a sudden, his fucking legs work, dude. Like, it's not just his arm straight. Like, the dude's fucking, like, rolling around with him, and he, like, runs and jumps on Walt, and I was like, hey, what the fuck?
okay. Hold on. Well, okay. To answer your question, I don't think that... I mean, he kind of was worthless throughout the whole thing, but honestly, like, eventually Skyler found out what he was doing, and they had a baby girl. I mean, the baby girl's too stupid to realize what's going on. She doesn't know anything. But that's one thing that Walt had to do to protect, you know, what he was doing was from Walt Jr., so,
but I feel like that was a useless arc.
I think it wouldn't have been a useless arc if it was a different character / like approach to it. Like, it should have just been like
a normal kid,
not just a fucking stupid ass gimp.
No, but wasn't the disabled Jesus?
What? Fuck him! Fuck disabled! Fuck disabled people!
Wasn't the disabled kid like supposed to feed into like the sympathy card?
It was, maybe. Yeah.
I don't think it would have mattered for me. Like, it could have been a regular kid. I would have rather had it like a savvy kid, like almost figuring it out a bunch of times.
Well, just why make everybody on that show just act so phenomenally and just have a retard being himself?
Jesus.
And just ruining the fucking like it was just worthless. Every time he's on camera, it's like, fuck, can we go already?
He's chiseled though. He's got a good chin.
Did you guys see? I don't know. I read a bunch of interviews with Walt Jr. where he said, like, they asked him if, like, how long it took.
Why
him,
would
like,
you do that? There's no way. Like, interview with fucking RJ Mitte. Yeah. No way. No, I'm out.
Just, how's just, this kid getting interviews?
It was just a funny
thing. Wait. Hang on. Is he disabled in real life?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh, fuck him.
That's what I was saying. He's a retard playing himself. That's why it sucks.
I'm sorry.
They can't act.
Go ahead.
They're faggots.
They're trying to raise awareness for cerebral palsy.
Stop saying retard and faggot repeatedly.
Jeez.
I hate them.
Dick.
Fuck them. Okay, so.
There was an interview I just read, and I didn't read the whole interview. I just, you know, I just noticed this one part they said, and they were like, I thought it was funny, like, do you think you would have known by now, like, what has happened? He's like, oh, well, RJ Mitt would have known by now, like. not Walt Jr.
So the guy is saying, I would have figured it out.
Yeah, like, I'm smarter than my retard character in the show, even though I am a retard.
Wouldn't that be weird if he just comes out with some just fucking phenomenal, like, just blows our fucking mind movie?
Oh, he's probably like Sling Blade or fucking offers off the table now, yeah.
Sling Blade 2.
Did you see that fucking, like,
French fried taters?
What's the guy, what's his name in the...
Get down to brass tacks here.
Take that shit. Now, what was Billy Bob's character name? It'd be like son of whatever that fucking RJ Mitt.
French fried taters.
Mitte.
Movie suck. Mitte.
Mitte.
Pretty much any movie with retards.
Put the fucking...
I'm like a talk show host. Price is Right.
Watch the Funyuns, bitch.
You're way off. Give me this. I can put it in holes better. Give me this.
Technical difficulties.
God damn it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Fucking up with you.
Dick.
Let's talk about some what do you call it? Recurring characters, but they're like way on the edge of everything. I can't even remember their names. The two.
What, like the fucking black guy with the crazy ass head?
Huel?
Saul's guy?
No. I meant. I'm sorry I ruined everything here. Thank you. Put it back.
I'm good.
Put it back. Are you going to go Price is Right?
Yes.
All right. The two guys that help Jesse, that they're his little henchmen guys.
Oh, yeah. Badger and Skinny Pete.
There you go. Okay. Have you guys seen this?
Seen what?
Do you remember the Star Trek rant?
Have you seen
the video?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know if anybody has, but I think it's fucking hysterical.
It's a very popular video.
Now, this was just a fucking passing conversation while Jesse's, like, sitting on the couch.
Can I tell you about my Star Trek script?
Star Trek script?
Yeah. I gotta write it down, is all.
Fucking Badger.
The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12. Nothing's going on. Neutral zone is quiet. The crew is bored. So they put on a pie-eating contest. The whole crew's in the galley. They're eating Tolberry pies.
Tolberries.
From Gamma Quadrant, yeah?
That's Voyager, dude.
Okay, blueberry pies. Blueberry pies as fast as the replicator can churn them out.
I never followed Star Trek, so...
It doesn't matter. I never followed this conversation at all. That's what's funny about it, because it doesn't matter.
Okay, Spock always wins these
things. I thought it was funny, but I didn't really follow it.
Spock's like a toothbrush. Look at Kirk. He's got room to spare.
Spock has total Vulcan control over his digestion. You want to hear this or not? Okay, finally, Kirk. He can't take it.
Am I wasting your time? Do you have something better to do? Let me finish.
It yorks. Now it's just down to Chekhov and Spock. But Chekhov, you see, he's got a whole fat stack of plot moves riding on.
Sky high stacks.
And he has plot moves. A way to win. He's got Scotty
on the transport
locked in on Chekhov's stomach. Every time Chekhov eats a pie, Scotty beams it right out. Space. Oh, there's blueberries just floating out there, frozen because it's in space. And Chekhov is just shoveling them into his mouth. And Spock's like, I can't believe this Russian is defeating me. Scotty's in the transporter room fiddling with levers when Lieutenant O'Hara comes in.
Ooh.
And she's got, you know, her big pointies. And Scotty's fingers are all sweaty.
No.
Chekhov screams. He sprays blood out of his mouth. Oh. Scotty beamed his guts into space.
No way.
What I love about that, like, okay, the video kind of brings it to light because it's so bullshit. It's just it's just two fucking, you know, ex drug addicts. It's the same shit that, you know, you and Mike would do, or, you know, but they put that in there to, like, kind of build these people up.
Yeah,
and to me that adds to, you know, the genius and just the fun of the show. I love that. Like, I remember, if you watch that scene without that little video, like, okay, you guys didn't see it, but there's a little animated video.
I remember
video.
The scene, like...
Yeah, but it's just Jesse sitting on a couch and two assholes fucking arguing.
And Jesse's, like, just zoning out,
And it's just, it's just so, like, there's no reason for that, almost except for, you know, somebody to animate it and make it funny on the internet, you know?
I mean, just to prove that Jesse's too far gone and that he's he can't even like hang with those people anymore. His old friends, who he used to be at that level, but now he's just, he's so far gone that he can't hang out with them.
He's over it.
Yeah, back then, old Jesse probably could have been like, "Yeah, bitch."
Well, wasn't that right
Hell
before?
Yeah, bitch.
Wasn't that right before he started driving through the ghetto and like throwing the cash out?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it's at the same time.
Yeah.
Same time.
All right. So, stop. Why?
Hey. A new car. What?
Do you guys have any other thing? Because I'm about to jump into like predictions. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Predictions.
Do you want predictions?
Predictions.
All right. Hang on. Before we do that.
Predictions.
Let me find. Because this one was a rough one. It was BuzzFeed with 3 Z's. Jesus. With
10 Z's. Buzz.
They predict the Breaking Bad ending. And like I don't know that they're wrong.
Ooh.
I'm a little freaked
Ooh,
out.
Interesting.
Should we do one of theirs and one of ours? Because here's the thing. Like for anybody that bothers with this shit, I'm the worst. Like if I'm watching a series, I cannot predict what's going to happen next. I've never been right. Any guess I've ever had, Sons of Anarchy, Sopranos, nothing. I'm wrong constantly. Are you good at guessing like what's going to happen next?
Yeah, usually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're on the way over here, we were talking about that.
All right. Then I'll stay out of it because I literally have no idea. I know that.
I'm not going to predict. No. I just want to say that.
There's a neighbor.
Stop pointing at me violently.
There's a neighbor that sees him with hair. He's got hair, and he still has the gun. Yeah. He still has a saw.
Yeah.
That's literally all. He has a saw and the ricin. That's all I know. Jesse's alive. Lydia's alive. His family's alive, which I hope they kill Walt Jr. They're not going to, but I
they should.
I want. Oh my god.
He should kill himself.
He's not going to kill himself. With
what?
Funny.
With those fucking little stick things.
Crutches?
Yeah, whatever.
No, isn't that weird? That's another thing about that whole choke scene. Like why not go with the crutch
and
like,
just beat him with the,
yeah, just crack him over the head with it. Retard strength.
As me and Adam were taught, I actually can't give you like a legitimate prediction because I'm always good, like, except for fucking Game of Thrones, which is just ridiculous.
No one knows what's going on there. Like, there's 19. There's 19 conniving things going on.
If you don't read the books, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But anyway, I'm so good with predicting shows, and like that's why I like this one, is because even from episode to episode, I'm constantly surprised. It's like, fuck, I did not think that was going to happen. Like, fuck, like. God damn it, Walt. Like,
yeah.
What did you think? Okay. Take you back to the time.
Take me back.
When the Nazis found Jesse, what did you think was going to happen like immediately after? Because it's 2 episodes later and he's still with us.
Nazis found Jesse the first time?
Under the car.
I thought he was dead. See, I thought it was over. I thought it was like, that was going to be the big kick because you're already shocked because Gomi and fucking Hank died. And then, like, I thought that would have been crazy of them to just be like, man, Pinkman 2 all in the same episode.
Moment of silence. Gomi. Love you, buddy.
We don't even care that Hank died. Fucking
NYPD Blue.
You know, I was... Okay, can I tell you something? I was more happy that Hank died because it upset fucking Marie.
His bitch of a wife.
I hate her so much.
The sisters suck, dude. Like, they're good and they're necessary to the show, but they fucking suck. But yeah, I thought Pinkman was gone there. Like, I was so sure. I was like, dude, they fucking found him. That's how the episode's gonna end. 3 fucking deaths, 1 episode.
Well, then how many times does Walt have to say to his face, like, you're fucking, this happened, I did this, Jane's dead. Oh, dude, I could, like, how many times does that have to happen? And he's still alive.
When he said, I watched Jane die, like, that was seriously the... So fucked up.
I was fucking clapping. I was like, Walt, you evil motherfucker,
like,
dude.
Icing on the cake. It's like, why didn't you, like, Jesse probably thought, like, why didn't you just let me die? Like, please. Like, that was so fucked up.
I was
curious how that, you know, how that was going to close. Like, how Jesse was going to find out about James' death.
So, are we all giving final predictions about the episode
tomorrow?
You
two are. I have no fucking theory. Like, zero.
I don't have really any predictions. I just have hopes, really.
Okay, hang on.
What are your hopes?
How about this? Hopes.
Well, I know that Skylar isn't a bunch of bullshit, and I hope that, I mean, I I hope that Walt and Skyler are okay, and I hope that they do get that money that was left at the cabin, because Walt was talking to the dude, and he's like, what's going to happen to my money? Will you give it to my family? And I hope that, and obviously Walt left it there because he had no way to take it with him. I hope that Walt somehow, they get the money, because otherwise that whole fucking bullshit would have been for nothing.
So you want the couple to
ride off into the sunset with the money.
Well, not necessarily like that, but somehow get the money. And obviously the dude that's transporting Walt and transporting the money, he knows what he's doing. So he's going to let the money get to Walt and, or I mean, not to Walt, but to Skyler and Jesse somehow. Because she's obviously struggling and she deserves it, because that was the whole point of this whole fucking thing. Right?
I hope so. Fuck.
That, wow, stop touching stuff. That's good. That's good.
I mean, that was one of my hopes.
My prediction, and I guess hopes as well too, but mainly prediction, is that I think because of what Adam just said about the whole fucking end game was him getting the money to fucking set up for his family, I think it's not going to work out. Just to like here's what I think. I think that somehow, some way, Walt is going to burn to death with his barrel of money. Like that's how he's going to go. And so, like, at the same time, he is going to go away with his money, like, and it's going to be done. And then the screen's going to go black. And then just red letters are going to come up, and it's going to say, dare to say no to drugs. Like, it's all going to be like a PSA.
That's stupid.
No, why is that stupid? Like, no. It's all PSA for not doing meth. The first part, I was serious about Walt and the money.
Let me fill in some gaps with, like, I did put it out there for people.
Don't fill in gaps with BuzzFeed.
No, I'm going to end it with BuzzFeed. I put it out to the Facebook people, but I got very little interaction.
Everyone's faggots,
which is
on
fine.
Facebook.
Let's see. John, this is one that I kind of hope is true, where he wakes up.
You hope it's true? I fucking hate that shit.
Well,
dude.
No. It would really bum me out, but I'd be like, okay, Walt lived. Nothing. None of this happened. It's all bullshit. John Wendell, stand-up comic, friend of ours. Well, friend of mine. Should be friend of yours.
Funny guy.
Says he wakes up in a classroom and it was all a dream. It
would be the worst ending for the show ever. I would fucking...
It would not be worse than the Sopranos ending.
It would be worse. I would turn on it. Because the Sopranos, it wasn't fucking fake.
Why are you yelling
now?
Because
I hate that shit. I hate when it's just a cop-out. Like, we don't know how to end the show. It was all a fucking dream. Fuck it. Like,
all right.
It's a cop-out, dude. It is.
All right.
Like,
all right.
I don't think that's going to be the ending. In fact, I'd bet 100% it's not going to
I think Charles has it the best.
Yeah, Charles says, Walt dies, Jesse escapes, Jack and Todd are killed. He doesn't go into detail.
I think that's playing it safe.
How do you think that plays out?
I think Walt is going to somehow get Jack and Todd. He's going to kill all the Nazis. Somehow get his money back. And then I think Jesse's going to be the one to kill Walt. I'm not
really
sure how. Yeah.
All right.
Because Jesse is the one gunning for Walt, and he wants Walt dead.
That's definitely not out of the question.
It's mutual, though.
Yeah but
at this point,
mutual, but,
yeah.
But isn't Jesse so, like mentally scrambled? Like, and okay, fuck you people if you don't know it. In the last one, they killed the Mexican girl.
Yeah.
See.
Todd... He's like, it's nothing personal. Boom. Nice little silencer shot. What's going to happen to the kid? Does it matter? Does anybody care what happens to Brock?
Nobody cares
I don't think
about the
die.
Kid.
I don't think it's going to get to
who's
that
watching
point.
This fucked up
Jack
show?
And
so you're like, the children.
I think Jack the Nazi is going to die before it gets to that.
Duct tape. Jesse kills Walt for all the shit he went through, especially what he told him in the last episode.
Yeah.
That seems really hack. Like, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah, fuck you. Like... Brilliant writer of the show is going to fucking just end it like
fuck
that.
Fuck
you,
Chad,
asshole.
You fucking loser.
I'm just glad it ends. And then I said no thoughts on Lydia and nothing. Like, what's going to happen to Lydia? She's still out there.
She's probably going to get the ricin is what I think. Walt went back for the ricin. I think she's going to get it.
All right.
I have a question.
So, okay, so
Lydia's
no,
dying. Lydia's
so,
not
so wait a minute. Okay, so what do you want to happen?
Well,
like,
try to
make it as multi-layered as you can.
Okay, Gretchen and Elliot are definitely going to die somehow. I'm not sure how.
Who?
Gretchen and Elliot.
Who are they?
They were on the TV show Grey Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Grey
okay,
Matter.
Okay.
They were on the TV show when he was in the
sure,
bar.
Yeah,
you think
yeah.
they're
going to
die?
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they're out of it. I think that was just like a little setup stuff to fucking to trigger Walt, but I don't think they're.
I think you're right.
I don't even think they're going to be in the last episode.
I think you're right.
I think there's a part where he. Well, okay, I got this from BuzzFeed, but I feel like he retaliates to that whole thing. How could be wrong. Why would he not? Why would they even add that? That shit was like
because
old.
It's just
I realize that it could be conjecture and like it doesn't matter, right?
Sure.
But why would they? I mean, that was kind of a long segment, and like he was like really hurt by it.
Yeah.
I feel like I think you're right. I think that's somehow going to come back. What else?
Okay.
Okay.
I think that I don't know. Walt is going to get the Nazis. He's going to get Jack and Todd. He's going to... Maybe he might not kill them all himself. Maybe he will. But somehow he'll get...
Well, who cares about the rest? Like, only Jack and
Todd
matter,
right? He'll get his money back.
Right?
He'll get his money back.
There's no Nazis, like, sons of Nazis.
Yeah, but he's got a whole gang. So they're not just going to let Jack and Todd die. There's a whole gang. So the whole gang has to die.
I only care about Jack and Todd dying. But okay. if they both go, then the whole gang
They're going to die. Walt's going to get his money back. Somehow, some way, his family's gonna get the money, and then Jesse's gonna kill Walt, and then.
All right.
I don't
know.
That's
it.
That's
okay. Who do you want to ride off into the sunset?
I want Jesse to ride off in the sunset.
Well, didn't a minute ago you say you wanted Skyler and Walt to?
No, not Skyler and Walt.
You want Jesse to?
Well, I wanted Skyler and the family. Not Walt included, but Skyler and Walt Jr.
Oh.
And because
so
I mean,
you want everyone but Walt and Jesse to make it through this and figure out whatever they're gonna do.
No, I want Jesse.
How am I missing?
He wants Jesse to live. Like
I want Jesse to live.
That's what I said. Like
you said, everyone but Walt and Jesse to ride through.
No,
it.
Everyone in the family but Walt to live.
I want
and then you want Skyler the baby, fucking Walt Jr. and Jesse to fucking move on.
I guess so, yeah. Not necessarily in those words.
That's so fucking...
Okay, well...
I hate you so much for that right now.
Skyler and Walt Jr. and the family, that was the whole point of this thing going on.
Oh, no,
so
no, you know what?
Don't
you know what?
The money...
He's right.
What
like,
was the point of the last five seasons?
You're right.
What
like,
was the
whole
point of that?
If Walt dies... Then there's no point. If the family can't go on...
But if the family doesn't get the money, then there was no point.
There will be resolution somewhere in that.
Fair enough.
If they don't get all seven barrels, if they just get one barrel. All
right, relax. What do you want to happen?
All right.
You. Fucking relax.
Funnying me, bitch.
Here's what I want. I gave you my prediction.
You mean, bitch.
Oh, I almost got
it. So I give you my prediction. Dare PSA.
That's stupid.
My hope.
I hope you die in
no,
some
no, okay,
sort of
okay,
dare.
Seriously though, my hope is that I want them all to come together in like a big finale. Like I want like
you want a Mexican standoff with everybody that's still around.
Kind of like Walt fucking is at the fucking compound with fucking Todd and Jack and blah blah blah, and like he's going to kill him, but somehow like Skyler got fucking wind that like he's in town or whatever, and it's like her and Maria and fucking Junior and the baby. Ugh. And like they all come together like in the same place, right? And then the fucking bomb just goes off and fucking no, stay with me though, like, and kills like almost everybody in there, right? And then like the camera like kind of fades out and pans
and all he's alive.
No. And then all of a sudden like it goes up, and then you see fucking Todd and Lydia on a beach in Hawaii with somewhere over the rainbow.
So you want like a Chechenian drone strike?
Yeah. So it's like I want Todd and Lydia to live happily ever after.
Me too. I don't know why.
As much as bullshit all that was, I really am rooting for Todd and Lydia. I'm not joking. Like I want their love to like. I want Todd is so cute. Like I just want him.
That's a fucked up piece of shit.
I know. It's not like I just want him to be happy. I don't know.
I just want Lydia to be alive.
He's
and,
such a
and
creeper.
Having that fucking just uptight snatch, just getting fucked by whatever. Like, I'm with you on that. Okay.
I want her to get shot in the face.
I don't think. Okay.
I think she's dying.
I think Todd and Lydia and maybe Jesse walk.
You think?
I don't care what happens to Skyler, Walt Jr., or the baby. Like you're right. Like it would be all for naught if somehow they all die.
Right. Right? There will be resolution in that. I know. Yeah. They're not just going to leave that.
But, I mean, I'm the hanger-on. I want the money to get to the family. Nobody's talked about how, like, there's still a giant machine gun that we're talking about. And I hope Walt tears down everyone. And I hope he lives. I don't think he will, but I really hope he does.
But even if he does, I mean,
he's
by the FBI.
Here's the other thing. He beat the cancer. He has hair. I need him to live.
No, that doesn't...
Live!
He didn't beat the cancer.
He has hair!
That doesn't mean he beat the cancer. It means he...
Hair falls out because of...
chemo.
What?
Like, hair falls out because of the chemo, not because you have cancer and your hair starts falling out.
Fair enough.
He
stopped but treatement and now
if
he has
doesn't
hair.
Die yeah, on the front
like,
line.
It's not like right. The cancer's gone.
He's going to die in jail, so...
Well, let's end, like... Okay, this has been one of the funnest shows. I need to do more of these theme shows.
Yeah, no, I've had a good time. Yeah,
it was super fun, dude.
Let's end. Everybody share their meth experiences. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, no, we got to end. Like, look at this. To me, this is... I don't think every one of these is right, but I think they're on point with a few. And let's talk about them as we go.
Just click on it.
Bear me, bitch.
Shit. All right, we're on BuzzFeed. 11 predictions for the series finale of Breaking Bad, which is less than 20 hours away. Let's watch the trailer real quick.
It's a minute.
Well, I forget what happens, so.
It doesn't really show anything.
Advertisement, you fucker.
It just shows a bunch of clips from
Tomorrowland. Whatever. Live.
All right. Breaking Bad.
Chemistry is the study of transformation.
I think that Gretchen and Elliot have some kind of role in this because in the earlier seasons it shows there's a fucking like some kind of crazy shit between Walt and Gretchen.
That was rough.
Family.
That was rough too.
If you leave this place, you will get caught. Why are you still alive? Please go to my man. It's over. I've still got things left to do.
There's that too. I still have things to do.
God damn it.
So let me scroll slowly. Number 11.
I'm going to kill myself. I don't even want to watch it.
Number 11. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, it ends at 11. Number 1.
You faggot.
Walt will have figured out that the Nazis never killed Jesse as they promised they would. That's going to happen.
You're goddamn right.
Well, yeah, that's obvious. That's dumb.
That's an obvious
that's
one.
That's dumb, yeah. That's. Yeah.
Okay, 2. The feds will be on Walt's tail every step of the way back to New Mexico. Also a given, right?
Seems reasonable, yeah.
They don't know that he's going back to New Mexico.
Well, where else for the fuck would he be going? Like,
well, yeah, if you
they
leave
don't
here,
even know that he was in New Mexico. It could have been some dude on the phone.
They know this one. They'll be on him the whole way.
They don't know that he's in New Mexico. It could have been a random tip.
No. The guy's from, where was he at? Montana? Or
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I said New Mexico, but they don't know that he was actually in New Hampshire. It could have been some random dude.
Maybe.
Well, you're right.
Maybe. All right. Number 3. The guns and ammo will be used to kill Uncle Jack and his band of merry Nazis.
I agree
with that one. Definitely, I hope for that one.
Yep.
You on board? You hope?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's a hope.
No, the Nazis need to die, for sure.
Well, who buys a fucking saw? I want a saw. And I don't want to kill anyone. I just want a saw.
Is he gonna hold that thing? Like, do you buy a bipod for it or anything?
Yeah. There's a bipod there, but you can't hold it. I don't think he will.
That's pretty heavy, though.
Dude, a saw is a big fucking gun.
Looks bigger than Walt.
Okay, number 4. Jesse will be killed by Walt. Now let me read this here. Walt is a man with nothing to lose. His family, money, and reputation are all gone. That's mainly because of his unraveling at the hands of Jesse. When Walt ordered the Nazis to kill Jesse, he meant it. He needs to make good on that threat, not only to once and for all squash the man who tried to take him down, but because it's what Skyler asked him to do. Killing Jesse won't just come because it needs to be done. It will almost be a way for Walt to put him out of his misery. To be fair, Jesse, who can't seem to catch any breaks ever, right? That's true. To be fair, Jesse.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
It's a safe bet that he'll also try to kill Walt as soon as he sees him. After all, he's got a lot of rage now.
I don't know if I agree.
Especially after seeing the ex kid get killed.
I think
he's the opposite.
I think that Jesse's going to die. I don't think he's walking away from the final.
I don't think so either. Like, I hope not.
No, I think he's dying. I don't know if Walt's going to be the one to kill him, but I think he's dying.
It's interesting.
Jesse's not walking away tomorrow. I can almost guarantee it.
I don't think so.
Because everyone loves him so much, and it's just too perfect. You got to kill him.
Sure. All right.
Fuck happy endings.
It's hard to see him coming out of any of this, and it's interesting the point where he says he needs to put him out of his misery. But I think that maybe Walt will help him be able to come up on top of this.
Nah, I disagree. All right, 5. Todd and Lydia will survive Walt's rampage and go on to continue to do business together. I sort of hope this happens. I'm not going to read this.
I hope it does, but it's not. It's not. They're dead. Especially Lydia. She's fucking dead.
Especially Todd.
I don't think they talk about her. I think she goes on to do stuff. Nah, but he dies.
Nah, she's
what is
dead.
She going to do? She's going to get found by the
just
FBI.
Just find another Mexican to fucking do her cooking
she's
and
get
sell
found
it.
By the FBI eventually.
All right.
I think in tomorrow's night episode, not just like hypothetically later, I think she's dead.
Yeah. I think Todd's dead too.
Okay, so 5 is bullshit. 6.
I want it to happen.
Huell is still waiting for Hank to come
back.
Definitely true. Fucking Huell, dude.
That's definitely true.
All right. 7. Carol will still be standing frozen on the spot where Walt pinned her. I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
Number 8. Walt will not get caught. Let me read this. Not in the traditional sense anyway. He's not the kind of man to sit in prison. He'd rather be dead than behind bars. If he is caught or taken into custody, he'll make sure he never sets foot in a cell.
I agree with that,
definitely.
All right.
There's not going to be no prison Walt scene.
Okay. 9. Walt will return to see his family one last time, and after that, they'll be sent to live in witness protection.
I believe
that.
That
could happen.
I believe that.
I hope it doesn't. That'd be great if the whole family was wiped out.
But if they did, then they probably wouldn't get that money, so they would.
Wait a minute. I just contradicted myself. I hope they live with the money.
Right.
If they go in witness protection, there's no money.
Yeah. So, yeah. I agree with what you just said.
All right. 10. Walt is going to give an interview of his own.
I've been thinking about that for a while. Yeah.
Hang on.
Faggot, what?
Now that Gretchen and Elliot at Grey Matter have gone on the record to distance themselves from Walt, it's Walt's turn to step up to the plate and give an interview of his own. It will likely be a taped confession. But Walt will, in his own way, clear his family's name by sacrificing himself. He will confess to everything he's done, make it clear that Skyler had no clue what was going on, and potentially address the fact that walking away from Grey Matter changed the course of his life. In this way, his family won't have to face a trial because he'll be putting himself on trial.
I think that's right.
Should happen. Why would they bring yesterday's episode?
There needs to be some redemption as far as like he's just throwing his family under the bus and like you know what I mean. Like
why would they bring them back? Like when was the last time they were on the show? It was seasons ago. I feel like there has to be some addressing of that.
I agree with that.
Ever since he made happen,
even if
I just don't see how
if the whole last season was a taped confession of what he was going to do and who's going to die, I would be satisfied. Even if he didn't
accomplish all the help. I think it'll make it, like, ever since he made the tape about, like, the fake confession for Hank, you know what I mean?
Right.
I thought even maybe at that moment that there's a fucking DVD out there somewhere of Walt's
real
confession.
Mm.
And I thought it was going to be weaved in somewhere here, maybe the last episode about, you know, like...
Very nice. I was going to say that I think that should happen, but I don't know how, but when you said that,
That's
pretty
good.
That makes more sense.
Good
they
job,
probably
buddy.
Did make 2 DVDs.
Good job, buddy.
And they gave one to Hank. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes good sense.
Here's the one that completely
This is an interesting article.
Completely fucking blows my mind. And if this... if this next one is right, then this guy's a cunt for ruining it.
just scroll down.
But he's also fucking brilliant. All right?
Just scroll down.
One more. Ready? It's a big one.
We're waiting.
It's a fucking... It's huge. Just
don't be a pussy.
It's so huge.
Hurry up. Quit talking about it. Just do it.
Don't touch my man hair.
It's just please.
Help. Help. What? I just want you to scroll down so bad. Just do
ready?
It.
Watch. Number 11, Walter White is going to use the
damn it, dude.
On himself.
Maybe. Oh, fuck.
So.
Let's read this. We all know that Walt is a badass bitch.
Who wrote this?
Jesus. I mean, he's the great Heisenberg after all. But the truth is that he's also a bit of a coward. He couldn't even handle inserting a needle into his own arm for chemo last week's episode. With that in mind, it makes sense that the only way Walt's going down is on his own terms. In other words, he won't turn himself into the police. He won't go to trial. Instead, he'll take the ricin because it's his own way out. With his very own weapon. He'll likely take the ricin when he knows he's completely cornered and the only way out is to end it all. Post confession.
I can see that maybe post.
That's fucking. That's scary how really that could happen.
Post the Nazis, smart, yeah. Too. Post killing the Nazis.
That's
maybe after, like,
doing fucking cyanide. Like,
doing all of his damage. Yeah, I could see that.
All right. We need to end because that's, like, that just blew all of our minds, right? What do you think? Is that bullshit?
No, it's not bullshit. I think.
Isn't it sad? Like,
it's very interesting.
I honestly.
I'm not saying.
Honestly, I hope it's not that.
I hope it's not that either.
Because if it is that, it's so smart. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I think it is gonna happen, maybe, but
I still think the ricin's for Lydia care. Somehow.
Like you said,
I hope he fucking parachutes the ricin up Lydia's ass during a weird sexual encounter.
I just want to die.
Like he said, he's got a few things to take care of first, so I think he's going to take care of
that. Well, he's going to take care of some shit, but that's good, though.
Facebook.com/Silver and Cold. Facebook.com/Ancient Wind. GoFromThere.podbean.com. And goddamn it, Breaking Bad. Great show. Thank you, people.
Tomorrow night, yeah, www.meatspin.com.
By the way, we're having a Breaking Bad finale viewing party / mass suicide. So, there's an event page on Facebook.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
We're all going to party it down. And
Facebook.com/
after
Breaking
episode,
Bad Kool-Aid suicide.com.
No,
thank
it's
you.
The ricin. We're taking the ricin. The ricin beans.
So sad right now. I'm cutting it.
Just kill it, niggers.